We're just hours away from key speeches today, and we're going to put them in context. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, sitting in for the Joy Cardine Show on this Tuesday, January 10th. Governor Scott Walker's State of the State address is slated for 3 o'clock, and then later this evening, it's President Obama's farewell address from his home city, Chicago. That's at 8, both heard here on WPR, by the way. Joining us now to talk about what's on tap in these carefully crafted addresses and events is Mordecai Lee. He's a professor of urban planning at UW-Milwaukee and a former state lawmaker. Mordecai, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
So what are you going to be on the lookout for in today's State of the State address from Governor Walker?
Well, I'll make a prediction that we're going to be seeing Governor Walker who's sort of running to the middle. In other words, a Governor Walker who wants to appeal to moderates. And sort of the way that Tommy Thompson was governor, Tommy really governed from the middle. That when Governor Walker looks at his negative ratings in the polls, and he most certainly wants to run for re-election, the way to repair his the damage from his presidential campaign is to sort of represent himself to the Wisconsin public as a moderate, middle-of-the-road, accomplishment-oriented governor, as opposed to the highly ideological kind of candidate that he had been when he was running for president. So I think we're going to be surprised at a kind of a moderate tone, almost the tone that he had when he first ran for governor, saying, I know how to create a quarter of a million jobs, and he didn't want to talk about social issues. He didn't want to talk about other controversies. I think that's the governor we're going to see this afternoon.
This will be his seventh State of the State. What might his previous six speeches inform us about that we might see or hear this afternoon?
Well, probably the most important thing to remember is that this is a 1-2 punch. It's a standard sort of minuet that happens with governors and state legislatures. First, they give a State of the State address, and then about a month later, they give the budget address. And so that means that the State of the State address tends to be relatively about lofty principles, general statements, general goals, whereas the budget speech tends to be highly specific, eye-glazingly boring about numbers. So what we're going to be hearing today is most likely to be when he talks in generalities about what his goals are and maybe announces some initiatives, but without much detail. The detail will come a month later in the budget speech.
And the time of this speech has moved. It's normally a primetime address, but because President Obama is giving his farewell speech tonight, and we'll be talking about that speech later this hour, the State of the State is being held this afternoon at 3. What does that say to you about the significance of this particular speech?
Well, I'd actually say that it's a good move, regardless of the fact that President Obama was going to be speaking tonight. I think in our sort of changing society, what you'd call it a high event or a state event of a sort of gala meeting of the both houses of the state legislature in the evening, making it a major event, I think it might be that that time has sort of passed, that that might be sort of a kind of a heritage and legacy issue. Mm. And that a more workmanlike giving a speech, whether it's in mid-morning or mid-afternoon, after all of us will have access to the speech, whether we want to watch it live or whether we want to watch it online. Mm-hmm. So it is possible that the nature of the state has changed. And I think we should give credit to Governor Walker, not only for respecting the president, but for being willing to experiment with what might be a more proper and appropriate venue for the times.
And Governor Walker said in a year-end interview that his top priority is to budget more money for public schools. What do you think about that as his number one objective, and what might we hear in his speech as part of his number one objective?
Well, I'm really glad you mentioned that, because that's a good indication of him trying to sort of break to the middle. In other words, that there would be a strong support for increasing state aid to schools if, and that's a big if, then the property tax levy from the school districts, the amount that property owners have to pay, then goes down roughly on a dollar-for-dollar basis. So that would be welcome. But I think there's going to be some conflict between the fact that sort of modern American conservatives really don't believe in the old concept of public education, that it's the job of the taxpayers to provide an education to all children who come to public schools. Rather, the modern conservative movement says that the taxpayer should pay for an education for all students, but that that education can be delivered by religious schools, by private schools, by charter schools. I think one of the key issues is how much of a public school system we're going to have left after the next 2 years of a Republican majority in the State House. In other words, will there be more choice, more money for choice, less money for public schools? That might be a key issue between moderates and ideological conservatives.
We're talking with Mordecai Lee. He's a professor of urban planning at UW-Milwaukee and a former state lawmaker. What are you hoping to hear from Governor Walker in today's State of the State address? Let's hear from you now at 1-800-642-1234. How would you describe the State of the State? What issues facing the state are most important to you? Transportation, education, like we were just talking about, perhaps the economy. 1-800-642-1234. Tina on Facebook says that in the State of the State, I would like to see him discuss how judges can even think of getting a raise when other public employees have taken pay cuts year after year, and how he can justify not legalizing marijuana. So unpacking a couple things there from Tina on Facebook. Mordecai, how do you respond?
I suspect that he's not going to talk about either subject today. That's not necessarily to mean that he won't have opinions on it. Generally, going from back to front, on marijuana, he tends to take a traditional non-legalization approach. When it comes to the judges, I suspect that what's going to happen is there'll be a very minor across-the-board increase for all public employees, whether we're talking about UW faculty, which is my category, talking about civil servants, talking about state judges and state prosecutors. So it probably might be 1% or 2%, but I'm skeptical that one category of state employees would get something so disparate from another category.
There's also this projected $1 billion shortfall in the transportation budget that Governor Walker does not want to fill with a higher gas tax or an increase in vehicle registration fees. How might he handle transportation in his speech?
Well, the governor has really set his feet in cement, and the cement has dried, and he says he will absolutely not approve any increase in transportation fees, whether we're talking about the annual registration on cars, whether we're talking about gas tax, unless there's a dollar-for-dollar reduction elsewhere. So that's not a lot of maneuvering room. He's taking a very purist ideological position that he's against tax increases. And in that respect, I think it'll be very interesting politically to see where is the middle. After all, generally speaking, saying that one is against tax increases or that one is for tax cuts tends to be a winner politically. But there's a substantial highway lobby in Wisconsin that believes that we should be spending more on highways. Now, you mentioned that there's a $1 billion shortfall. I'd really suggest that the definition of a shortfall in highways is a very artificial definition. It's based on sort of some people saying this road needs to be improved, this road needs to be expanded, and so on. So I'm not sure that we should focus on the $1 billion. Now, the fact that we have potholes on the streets and on the interstates justifies something, but I think the legislature and the governor might go eyeball to eyeball on this one, but I'd predict that the governor would win.
And the last few Marquette University Law School polls showed Walker's approval rating right around 40%. Given that he'll be up for re-election in 2018 and this will be the last budget in his current term, do you expect any major proposals to come down the pike in the next 2 years?
Well, this is why I'm expecting that whatever major proposals will be going for the moderate middle. You know, Governor Walker, after all, survived Act 10. He survived a recall. He got reelected to a second term. But that was mostly by focusing on economic development. Then he runs for president, and he sort of comes out of the closet in terms of social issues. He talks about limitations on abortion, all the other very hot values issues that are popular with Republican primary voters, but not necessarily with Wisconsinites, with the middle. And so he comes back, and his popularity has dropped by, 10, 20 points. And now he needs to recover it. And I think he's going to just go back to talking about creating jobs and a healthy economy. and that's a way to sort of become politically viable again. He's got a tough row to hoe. Those negatives are pretty strong.
We're wrapping up our conversation here on the State of the State with Mordecai Lee, who is joining us from UW-Milwaukee. We're turning our attention now to the speeches that will be coming on our way this afternoon. The State of the State, of course, Governor Walker. Later on, President Obama's farewell address from Chicago. But first, we want you to tell us what you want President-elect Trump to know about your community as he takes office. It's the key question that will be asked in Milwaukee tomorrow night as part of NPR's A Nation Engaged initiative featuring NPR political correspondent Don Gagne. Add your voice at 800-642-1234 or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. News headlines are coming up next. I'm Kate Archer-Kent in for Joy. This is the Ideas Network.